KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. The first port in California was the Port of San Francisco. This morning, the Port Department will kick off a celebration of its 150th anniversary. On this date in 1863, Governor Leland Stanford signed a law creating the agency to support maritime commerce. San Francisco's port has supported many different businesses over the years, including commercial fishing, cargo shipping, repair work, and Navy operations in World War II. But what does the future hold for the city's port and its picturesque shoreline? Let's discuss it with Jasper Rubin, a professor of urban studies and planning at San Francisco State University. He is the author of A Negotiated Landscape, the Transformation of San Francisco's Waterfront Since 1950. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
At what point did San Francisco and the state realize that they needed a port authority? I imagine it had something to do with the area's explosive growth after the gold rush, right?
Well, partly, yes. It was in response early on to the need for the city to expand, and one of the easiest ways to do that was to expand into the water. And because San Francisco's economy, aside from the gold rush, generated money, was rather entrepot, that is, brought a lot of things in, sent a lot of stuff out. It became a manufacturing center for Northern California. And so the port was perhaps the most valuable piece of that economic machinery for a long time. And the reason the state took it over was, it's a longer story, but had to do with corruption at the time, about how the port was being, how the wharves were being run. And so the state acquired the port and held it until about 1969. And it's the only port in California that has been run by the state, for that matter.
Now, when you say corruption, are we talking about graft and under-the-table deals in terms of the maritime operations?
That kind of thing, and how fees were charged for using facilities, that kind of stuff, yes.
What does the Port Authority do exactly? I think most people assume they handle cruise ship ports and cargo ports, but really they do a lot more than just that.
So it has property that it manages. So it has a substantial leasing function. It has its own fire and some policing functions. It arranges for development in those areas where development can occur. It still manages some shipping. It has the Fisherman's Wharf, which is still a rather significant fish processing facility. So there are a lot of things it does.
Yeah, and these days the port's profile has gone way up because of the redevelopment that had to happen for the America's Cup. There's also talk of a new basketball arena for the Golden State Warriors. How does the Port Authority factor into that?
Well, because they are the landowners, as it were, they are at the critical center of all those discussions. So there's a whole staff of folks who are concerned with historic preservation, environmental analysis, and planning for the future. And so they're heavily involved in trying to imagine new ways to use facilities which have gone underused for many decades. So there's a lot of stuff, a lot of development, a lot of potential that they need to think about and manage.
What would you say are the major challenges facing the Port Department in the future?
Getting these projects done. It works in an environment that is very, very difficult, and you can't really tell that from the landscape, because what makes it difficult are all the different regulations and restrictions. The port is supposed to be either maritime or, as much as possible, a public benefit. And the reason that's important is because one of the major challenges the port faces is the huge amount of money they need to invest in maintaining their infrastructure. And there just isn't enough money coming in to pay for all that.
How are they navigating that challenge right now, in your assessment?
Well, as well as they can. Again, some of these sites are very difficult to develop. Pier 70 in particular has been a very, very important place. If you don't know where it is, it's in the central waterfront of San Francisco, so it's quite a bit south. It's in near the neighborhood of Dog Patch, just south of Mission Bay. And it has, for instance, a collection of perhaps the most important historic industrial structures west of the Mississippi. And this is a public benefit that people want to preserve. But, of course, it makes it very difficult to work on revitalizing that area, because historic preservation is difficult and expensive and lengthy. But they're managing that process well. And there's a potential for an extremely interesting place to be developed there. And the port staff has been creative and thoughtful, and they've got the right teams involved. And so I hope that finally they will overcome a lot of the impediments to actually making something happen in that location.
What's your favorite thing about the waterfront, about the ports?
My favorite thing about it is how much it varies as you walk along it. If you spend a day, and it would take quite a while to walk from one end to the other, the range of environments that you go through really slices across much of what San Francisco has been and maybe in the future. So everything from the tourist attractions at Fisherman's Wharf through this interesting connection between the ferry building in that area and the downtown, which that's a a fun place to be, a dynamic place to be. Two, as you go further south, going through a neighborhood that's transitioning into Mission Bay and then finally into the industrial remnants of the port, you get an interesting slice of history through space as you walk along it. So it's I find it very engaging.
Professor Jasper Rubin teaches urban studies and planning at San Francisco State University. He is the author of A Negotiated Landscape, The Transformation of San Francisco's Waterfront Since 1950. Professor, I appreciate the insights. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Joshua Johnson. You'll find information on the port's anniversary celebrations and more of the day's news online at kqednews.org.